Down here on the field post-game with head coach Max Foth of the Stanley County Buffaloes. And coach, I don't know if your heart rate has dropped yet. Mine is still up there through the roof. What a win, 36-30. Want to start there on that final drive. You guys get a five-yard penalty. You've talked about perseverance all season long. How do you feel like your guys handled that final two-minute drive to win the game?
Yeah, I told them during the break there that we're going to go down and we're going to go put this on the scoreboard and we're going to get the two. Like, we know that with our offense, we can make big plays happen quickly. And yeah, it's all about getting lined up correctly and handling your business up front. And I felt like we did. Our kids played so hard tonight. And I just told them, like, you know, with the injury to Teagan, we just finished the game with two freshman offensive guards for the whole varsity football game. And we won. So that speaks to our freshmen. That speaks to the guts that they played with and how hard these kids played and all the good stuff that they provided the whole community tonight.
Landon Bain with four touchdowns. He was our player of the game, but some of those catches that Paxton Deal made were out of this world. How big was the connection between Prince and Deal tonight?
Yeah, it was tremendous. You know, we know Paxton's a tremendous athlete. I'd put him up there as one of the best receivers in nine-man football, regardless of class. He's a special athlete, but, you know, we knew that going in, there's going to be nights where Landon has nights like this because teams are trying to take away Paxton and take away Bothwell. And what's going to be funny is the next game, people are going to key in on Bame, and then a couple of our other guys are going to step up and make some big plays for us too. So very happy for the seniors, very happy with the way they played tonight. You know, I'm so proud of these guys and a real gutty performance.
You talked about building momentum. Now 1-2 looks a lot better than 0-3. How do you guys ride this momentum into the next week?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just try to get healthy. We got a couple kids get banged up tonight, so hopefully we get healthy over the week here and learn from this. Like I told the boys, like, there's no way we played a perfect football game, but we played good enough to win, and it's always easier to fix mistakes after you win than after you lose. So we're going to really enjoy this one this weekend and dial in and get ready for Redfield next week.
Not as enjoyable last week as it was this week for the hometown fans. They were treated to an instant classic. What can you say about the community and the way that they rallied with this new field, new stadium, and the turnout here tonight?
Yeah, you can feel the energy in the place. You know, what's so great is our fans are so overwhelmingly positive. They really support our kids, and they really support our coaches. And, you know, they do a great job of making us all feel loved and cared about. And it was fun for us to play well enough to get the win tonight and show them some of the really good things we could do on the football field.
Have fun celebrating, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.